For your digital download pleasure, it's Tim and Davo in podcast form.
Now, look, I don't want to get fired up about this, but I probably will.
Now, when I think of someone who's cool, calm, collected, totally rational with their thoughts and expressing them, I think of one, Lauren Davo Davidson.
Thank you so much. I'm really glad that that's come through on the airwaves and, in our friendship.
What's got you goat?
Well, look, I'm heading home to Adelaide for Christmas. So this weekend I'm taking the Great Ocean Road back to South Australia, which is going to be a ripper.
Yep, the long way, but the beautiful way. If you've never done the Great Ocean Road before, what a time to do it.
I haven't done it. So that is why we're embarking on this journey this weekend. And of course it is all to get home to see the family for Christmas.
Yeah, it's a lot of people will be travelling, and we've got a lot of people that have moved to Geelong in the last 5 years in particular that will be heading off. And Christmas Day, it's a week away tomorrow now.
Yeah, so oh my gosh, 8 days crazy. Away. Wow. Well, look, I was talking to Mum about the arrangement for Christmas Day, and she was sort of giving me the rundown of who's going to be there, what's happening, who's driving who everywhere. It's a big, messy day, but we're going to make it work.
Yeah, and for a lot of people it is. Like, I've had years... I didn't realize I had busy Christmas days until I had a slow Christmas day. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh man, going 6 different places, maybe that isn't that good.
No, it's not. It is quite nice to be able to chill.
Just one place the whole day.
Yeah, relax. How good. Well, look, she got through the arrangements of the food situation and she's brought up that, look, what we're doing for Christmas this year is just cold meats and, you know, salads and whatever, right? Now, I might have let slip on the phone to my mum saying, that sounds awful.
Oh, right. It's not even subtle. Not even subtle. That sounds awful.
Now, Tim, there are three pillars of Christmas.
All right. What are they?
Family.
Yep.
Gift giving.
Yeah, I guess.
And the food.
Right.
Now, in my situation, at my home in South Australia, family, dicey. Bit dysfunctional. We're trying our best.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. But it's a pillar, so it's there, you know?
Well, barely. Gifts, we do like a $20 gift where like one person would get, you know.
Otherwise, you'd go financially broke. It'd be terrible.
Yep. Gifts, so dicey. $20 gifts. Dicey as well. Probably 50% strike rate. And then the only thing keeping this Christmas together is the food. And my mum has ruined Christmas.
Okay, pre-ruined. You can't pre-ruin a Christmas. That one, you're beautiful on Reenie.
By whipping out a two-day-old chook from Bloody Coles. Oh, I'm trying not to get too...
No, it's all right. Just don't swear.
And a leg of ham. I don't eat either of those.
You don't like a thick ham?
I'm not a cold meat girly.
Man, I love it.
And I think this has ruined my Christmas. I'm driving to Adelaide for cold meats. I know it sounds bratty. Okay? I'm just having a laugh. But, you know, I am also upset about the cold meats.
I had a feeling. It's just tonally, I'm feeling that you're not happy with it.
Oh, it's just, let's put a roast in the oven, bro. I will pay for the roast.
For example, so my wife and I, we're going to her parents' place for Christmas, and her brother's coming from interstate. And we like ham so much, me and my wife's brother, that her dad's gotten us a ham each to get through over the week between Christmas and New Year's.
The ham bag that the ham's coming.
Yeah, the ham bag.
It was crazy.
And he's got a great setup, you know, get it all sorted.
So you're a fan of the cold meat?
I like cold meat. I really, whether it's turkey, whether it's like any meat cold on Christmas Day, excellent.
I think in the tier of Christmas Day foods, it is the lowest ranking.
Can I?
You've got your roast.
Yeah.
You've got your seafood, which I'm not a fan of either, but that's fine. People love it. Your prawns and gear, you know, and then you've got the cold meats, and the bottom of the ranking has got to be that awful roast chicken from 3 days
ago. I know this will upset you.
Uh-oh.
Stop slamming your pan. Just take your hands down. I love putting hot gravy on cold meat.
Oh, get off it, honestly. And you know what? That won't even be on offer.
So you think cold meat's overrated?
Cold meats are overrated. Cold meat should be cancelled from Christmas.
Well, 5222 9555. Are cold meats overrated, or are you about it? We can hit the phones with this.
Yeah,
we love. If you are passionate about meat of any kind, whether it be cold, whether it be warm, if you are like Davo and you don't want that cold meat anywhere near you on Christmas Day,
cold meat energy, no.
Ooh, okay.
Do you hate cold meats? Do you love them?
Yep.
Tell us all about it.
5222 9555. Cold meat chat. Well, you've already said pre-Christmas. It's been ruined. You think Christmas is already ruined and we're still eight
Christmas
days away.
Christmas is hanging on by a thread for me every year anyway. This is absolute tip me over.
Lily in Grovedale, do you feel as strongly as Davo about cold meats?
I absolutely do. And no wonder she moved to Geelong. Jesus.
The disrespect from my family. You're so right, Lily. That is probably part of it. If someone's willing to serve me cold meat on a Christmas.
Lily, are you saying that, like, you won't eat any cold meats if it's Christmas? Or if it's just cold meats, that's not okay?
It's not a deli. Like, no, it's not okay. It's not Christmas.
Yeah, it's not a charcuterie board, is it?
And it's going to be hot. Like, I don't want your hot, sweaty meat.
Yeah, that's the other thing, is that the meat is sitting out. And then it's just sitting on the table. There's flies.
Now,
it's not cold anymore.
Lily, I mentioned before, how would you feel about cold meats with hot gravy? Oh. Does that make the cold meat better? Like a cold turkey, a cold ham, something like that, and just nice piping hot gravy over the top of it?
Tim, I mean this disrespectfully. That is disgusting.
This is Tim and Davo, the podcast.
I might be throwing out a wild accusation. Mm-hmm. Either that or I've lost my mind.
Okay.
But I'm happy to blame my wife for something compared to just taking the blame.
Okay.
So I just want to run this by you. I think my wife is gaslighting me and there's going to be a grand reveal on New Year's. I think she's been doing something intentionally to make me think I'm losing it. Trying to challenge my memory on certain things. And because I feel like we had a big conversation at the end of last year about how I'm very forgetful and I don't remember where I'm putting things.
Oh, she's been planting the seed for a while. No. Which, by the way, immediately I'm on your wife's side. Know. Purely I need to because she's very cool. I like her and I want her to like me.
Need someone like that on your team. Yeah. And I find myself in the same boat. I'm always on my wife's team. I'm like, look, you're probably right. But I've convinced myself in the last 24 hours that my wife is playing some sick joke on me. Okay. But it's a low-level joke, which is I think is really funny. So I feel like it's a standard, like it's a very male thing to be very forgetful of where you leave things, right? Okay. When you come in to the front door and you just like put your keys, your wallet, your whatever down in a particular spot.
Well, call me a fella.
Yeah, just two men having a chat on K-Rock this afternoon.
Yeah, okay. But yeah, I get that for sure.
And my wife would often say, be like, well, you haven't got a great memory. Like, where did you obviously don't remember where you put it. And I go, no, I remember. It's just not there. Like, it's missing. I can't find it.
I do love that as a little power move. Be like, you don't have a very good memory.
But the problem is doctors have also told me that I don't have a great memory. And that's fine. But I think what she's been doing is in little blocks of maybe 4 or 5 days, is hiding things of mine and then returning them to the same spot.
That's wild.
Because there, for the last 2 weeks, I have looked everywhere in the history of our house, both of our cars, here at work. I have not been able to find my sunglasses. And she keeps going, wouldn't they just be in your bag? And I'm ripping everything out. Mm-hmm. I wear a backpack to work.
Yep.
And I've been ripping it out. There's 4 or 5 different pockets. I've emptied it.
Yep.
There's nothing in there.
They're not in there. You've definitely made sure they're not in
there.
They're
not in there. And then it's always easy to be like, did you have it? In our house, we call it a Tim look, which is a derogatory term for a boy look.
I like her so much. I like her so much.
And then this morning, I was looking for something in my bag and I felt it before I saw it. And I was like, there's no way that what is in my hand. This can't be my sunglasses. It's in way too of a normal prominent spot in a really big clear zip. My sunglasses sitting there.
If she is doing this, I mean, it's genius, but it's also a little bit evil.
I think on New Year's Eve, there's going to be this grand, like, if you've ever seen Knives Out, this Benoit Blanc moment where it's like, and this is how I committed the crime. I feel like she's building
like Scooby-Doo pulls the mask off.
There's something coming because the amount of times that she's mentioned this year, she's like, no, you're just not remembering where you're putting these things. And it's my glasses in particular. And I feel like it's my glasses and my headphones. Mm-hmm. She's just swapping them in, putting them back where she's found it.
Now, what's more concerning about all of this, right? Now, this is obviously low level, but is she gearing up for more to come next year.
I couldn't handle it.
Checking that you're falling for it, and then next year it could be bigger and bigger and bigger. I mean, I really like her.
I know you. You
and if she is an evil genius, I think that's fantastic for her.
I just think, because no. it's very much something she would and wouldn't do. And that's why I think it's likely. The other option is I'm forgetful and my glasses were in my backpack the whole time. Do I take responsibility or is my wife gaslighting me and hiding my things behind my back?
Well, like I was saying, though, I am concerned that next year she's going to be like, oh, yeah, this is Michael. He's always been living with us and he's always been our other boyfriend and you should remember that. Okay. You're just a bit forgetful.
All right, it goes from hiding my glasses to an open relationship. That's classic. Such a good gag.
This is Tim and Davo, the podcast.
With the future coming at us thick and fast, there'll be certain things that will cease to exist.
Okay.
You know, we've spoken about, you know, physical money might no longer be here.
I mean, that's sad times. Because when, like, I don't know how you feel, but when you have cash and you spend it, that's not money.
No. It's free money.
It's free money. No one knows.
Yeah. I've had a $20 note in my bag for months and I'm so excited about it because, when I use it, it's like I forgot about it. It's free.
Literally, like last week, we returned some stuff and they were like, oh, no, you paid in cash. And they gave us $200 in cash. And I said to my wife, I was like, we're rich. What do we get? We could buy a house with this. This is crazy. No one's going to know.
I mean, physical money, but I think even things in the past that no longer exist, you know, like home phones or something like that.
Oh, man. Now my parents have got a landline and it's so funny. Mm. It's like, they just let it ring. They never answered it. They're just like, man, I don't know. It's someone trying to call.
It just felt like something of that generation that they just keep around. Yep. But I do think something that will potentially cease to exist coming into the future is phone numbers.
Well, I can't wrap my head around how that would happen.
Well, like, say, last night I was chatting to my family. Uh-huh. I was chatting to, a friend of mine. Yeah, and she was like, hey, can I get your sister's number to, send her an invite to a party or whatever? And I was like, yeah, sure, no worries. I looked in my phone. I do not have her number. I don't have a phone number.
Do you just have her through like WhatsApp or Messenger or something?
Yeah. Not even WhatsApp, Messenger. I've been contacting her on Messenger for 10 years.
So you just think like internet phoning will just take over the 04s?
Well, potentially. I mean, I was speaking to a couple of our street teamers here today and I was asking, they're young whippersnappers.
Yeah, hey, youth, what are you doing?
I said, hey, when you meet someone new or like you're sort of talking to people or whatever, do you get their phone numbers or do you contact via social media? And he said, nah, definitely social media. He said, phone numbers, very personal.
Really? Would you say your split of like when you're communicating, whether it's phone calls, text messages, or messages and calls, is it through the phone apps or is it through the messenger? Like you message people on Messenger more than text messages.
Oh, there's definitely a mix. And Snapchat's another one that I'll use as well to message some of my friends.
Well, we found out that Snapchat's for 34-year-olds up. If you're under 34, get off it. You're not ready for it. It's not a kids app anymore. it's for the 40s and the 50-year-olds.
There's a window now that's okay for it. I just think it's something that we probably won't have in the future.
Well, I was saying to you today, I updated my phone. I've got an iPhone. And I had to call Chris, who works with us here. And when I pressed on his contact and I said, call him, it was like, do you want to call his mobile?
Yeah.
Do you want to call his Messenger? Do you want to call his Instagram? I didn't realize until today, you can call somebody on Instagram,
Davo. Yeah, you can. That's an old one. That's been around for years.
What do you mean?
That has been around for years.
That is wild.
Yeah. You can call literally anyone on that. It's crazy.
Like I could call The Rock.
Oh, no, I mean, he probably has it to say, but I'd say he has it. We could try.
We'll give him a call.
But yeah, don't
imagine
you think...
if, like, in 5 years, we're like, instead of, hey, give us a call, 52232955, we're like, give us a call at K-Rock Geelong, and we'll just pick it up through the computer system.
Well, the other thought I had is that maybe the phone numbers would be used as an identity process, but nothing else.
Ooh.
You're not using it to talk. It's just like your ID.
I don't know if I like it.
I don't know.
This is when we're starting to get towards the chip in the brain.
Yeah.
Territory, and I'm worried about that because then that'll be your number, and you'll just someone will call and you just go blip, 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 and then they're in your brain.
Yeah.
like a phone.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't know.
Well, we know AI is taking over. AI boyfriends coming at us thick and fast.
And
it's all happening.
We now know you and your sister are extremely close.
It's Tim and Davo.
Tis the season, so I did something a bit cheeky on the weekend. I downloaded Tinder.
It's been a minute. Good job. I heard you went out with a mate and you were like, yeah, let's go for it. And just had a bit of a set up the profile, have a bit of a swipe.
Yeah.
I imagine it's changed since I was last on it in 2015.
Yeah, I imagine it has as well. I only have experience in it over the last few years, so I don't really know what it was like back then.
Okay, all right. It's not that, you know. Dating was cool in 2015. Super likes didn't exist. You couldn't pay for it, you know, so things were going well for me.
You did what you did, and you've got yourself a wife and kid out of it. Well,
no, not I met her in real life. That was a huge waste of time.
Okay, right. But look, no disrespect, but blokes' Tinder profiles are crazy.
Well, I guess I've never seen them, eh?
I mean, it is an interesting concept because you don't want to put your best foot forward.
No.
Because you don't want to be catfishing in brackets.
Oh, right. Really?
But you don't want to put like your worst foot forward either.
No. So you got to find a middle foot, the third foot.
And I would say some of the options, and look, this is going to be varying in degrees of how frustrating it is or what it's going on with it.
Okay.
But, you know, I'm going to go through some of the stereotypical photos I've seen on Tinder.
Okay.
And we'll see what you reckon about it.
Let's go. Here we go.
All right. Well, look. I'm waiting for it to kick in here.
All right, sorry.
Yeah. Now, look, your first one, you got your wedding party photo. So often when you're the best man or one of the groomsmen, you know, he's one of six blokes in the photo. You don't know which
not
one.
Not on. Absolutely not on.
And you got to swipe through quite a bit.
No offense. If you're the most attractive in that lineup, you're not using that photo to pass on.
No.
Because you just have another photo of you by yourself that would get traction.
Of course, but you've got to get fully pink panthered as the female to make sure which one is who you're looking at.
A lot of group photos, that's not on,
Right, the next one I've seen is a bloke holding a puppy. Feels emotionally manipulative if I'm asking.
Oh,
if
you
I'm
don't
being
like
honest.
A puppy.
We love a puppy. Females love a puppy. And I swear these men aren't even owning these puppies. They're just finding one for the picture.
Okay. I thought that would be a great move.
Yeah.
Because it's like, tell me about the dog. How old's the dog now? Is it still a puppy?
Well, that's right. But I see it. Manipulative.
Yeah, but you don't trust men. Sorry. People. I'll fix that.
Thank you.
Don't trust people.
Thank you. The next one is the gym photo. Now, of course, we're seeing in the mirror, Des and Troy are on the flex
bang,
and they're
bang.
Giving it everything they've got. I'm not sure if this is your best version.
I don't have muscles, so I wouldn't even comprehend showing off the guns if I had to.
But live your best. If you're at the gym often, that's part of your personality and you love it, then great. No dramas. The next one I have seen really boggles the mind, and it is the hospital photo.
Hospital?
That is right. More than one man is putting up a photo of themselves in a hospital bed with the gown.
Like a little bum, like a little cheeky bum out?
No, not even a cheeky bum out.
In
just
mirror?
In the bed. You're never looking your best in hospital.
No.
You're never looking best in ward. Why is this the go-to Tinder profile?
Yeah, that's not on. I don't like that. There's one. Is that your list done?
No.
Okay, go for it.
Well, look, another one is the car photo. We don't need to say any more. We can't see who you are from just seeing your car. But the last one is a new style that I'm seeing, and it's the shirtless in-bed photo.
This is the one when you showed me a couple of the people that you were swiping. There was like three that were just on their side, in bed, no top on. And like you're only seeing their shoulders maybe.
Yeah.
But that's not on.
The side one's bad because it feels like you're then in bed with them. You're then invited into the room because it's like their pillow talking with you, you know. But no, the issue with this one is the angle on the photo.
Okay.
Now, a lot of blokes are choosing to put the angle at a lower angle, okay? Now, the angle is very, very important. Because I have realised the difference between a reputable bloke and a bit of a pest is about 40 centimetres at angle.
Okay, so it's all right. It's a ruler and a bit. I mean, could we, tomorrow, I don't know how busy we are. Could we, even if you use me, we could see what you think a good for a man photo series is.
I'm no expert. I'm just having a go. Just,
it's not a list of do's, it's a list of don'ts.
Well, we're all out of internet. Until next time, this has been Tim and Davo.